My Uvovo scholars are all for charging across the branchways, but I am managing to cool down their hot heads so far. I hope that you are armed." When he showed her the Raug gun, she nodded approvingly. "That's the watch tree, right through there." She pointed to a huge trunk around which a lamp-lit stairway spiraled upwards. "Listen, there is a friend of mine still up there. Keep your eye out for her, yeah? And the sooner this is resolved, the better. My Uvovo won't stay cool for very much longer." He smiled. "Well, I'd better get on with it then." He nodded to her, then headed off through the bushy undergrowth at a crouch. He had just reached the foot of the spiral steps when Cao Chi suddenly spoke.
"We may have a small problem, Mr. Cameron."
Greg sighed.
"If you really need to tell me about it now, I bet it's not that small."
"A previously undetected vessel has left Darien and is heading towards Nivesta," Cao Chi said. "Sensor data indicates that it is a Hegemony medium-range shuttle homing in on Kuros's transponder signal. Expected arrival is 31 minutes and counting."
Fair enough, but this smart gun is a nice bit of kit," Greg said. "I'm not really anticipating any difficulties."
"I would still advise caution."
"Aye.
And from here on, I'll be in silent mode, so don't expect a running commentary, okay?"
"And I shall refrain from superfluous queries."
"Right. Here goes." The first jutting steps creaked slightly underfoot, but felt thoroughly solid as he climbed. With the Raug gun held near his shoulder, muzzle up, he stayed close to the mossy trunk, eyes glancing ahead and above. He had completed one full turn about the watch tree when he heard that voice.
"So good of you to pay me this visit, Dr. Cameron, although something tells me that this is not a social call."
"Met Vashutkin on my way here," Greg said, scanning the overhead weave of foliage. "He's no longer a problem. Are you going to be a problem, Ambassador?"
"I certainly hope so, Doctor."
Suddenly, sure that he'd seen a form shift behind the branch and vine veil above and to the right, he raised the smart gun two-handed and blazed away. Close on a dozen tag rounds zipped and cracked through the foliage, but the acquisition display failed to come up on the grip.
"Not quite the inward-looking academic anymore, I see,"
came the infuriatingly languid voice, its source hard to pin down.
"I had to adapt, Ambassador," Greg said. "Times are hard and dangerous, thanks to you."
With the last word of the sentence, he fired the smart gun at a branch jutting almost directly overhead, stitching a zigzag of tag rounds across it. But still no display. He cursed under his breath, flattened his back against the trunk, and peered sideways up the curve of steps, and saw a face staring at him out of a branching mass of foliage, the face of Catriona MacCready.
"You'll have to do better than that, Doctor,"
said the Sendrukan from somewhere above, but Greg's full attention, his entire being, was focused on that beloved face. He half opened his mouth to call out to her, but she shook her head and pressed a silencing finger against her lips. Then she pointed at the spiral steps and made a gesture like two rising turns. Or one and a half, he couldn't be sure.